Stocks on Wall Street opened lower today. Shares across Asia also fell. So did shares in Europe and Australia. And some analysts are blaming these investor jitters over a tightening in the polls in the U.S. presidential race between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. She joins us from New York. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Jeremy. Great to be with you.
And I guess one of the ideas here that analysts have said is that Donald Trump doing a little bit better than he has in recent weeks, and that the market is scared of that. Can you tell us?
They are.
What are they saying?
Yeah. They are. We should point out this is unusual, right? We tend to think of the markets as, more friendly toward Republicans who tend to be stereotypically more friendly to business. That is not the case this time. They are very anxious about a Trump win. A lot of people think it would cause a very sharp sell-off in stocks, not just here, but around the world. You know, his rhetoric on trade, his criticism of Fed Chair Janet Yellen, and just frankly, his unpredictability are all seen as market negatives. Now, I have to say, there's not a lot of upside when you talk to people when it comes to a Hillary win. There are some concerns about her too, especially in healthcare. But she's much more of a known quantity. Investors just do not know what to expect from Trump. It scares them, and we are seeing those fears increase, especially in the last week.
All right. Well, let's talk about something in the market where there's actual data to look at right now, and that is Facebook, which announces its third quarter earnings today after the markets closed. There are very high hopes for this report. What are we expecting?
Yeah, the actual data, and I'd say one area where there's a lot of positivity, very high expectations. Analysts expect a 54% jump in revenue. That is insane. That is such a huge number. They're going to have something like 1.75 billion users. Now, you can make your own judgment about whether that's good for humanity or not, but for companies and investors, it shows that this is where we are all spending the majority of our time. So they are spending a majority of their money to try to reach us there. Facebook's mobile advertising now accounts for half of all digital ad spending in the U.S. So this thing is a monster. They've been beating expectations by a mile, and the bar is set very, very high. But it could be a boost and a positive for markets.
Quite a contrast with Twitter, which just had to sell off Vine the other day.
Yes, that's right.
Maggie, I want to ask you about one more thing in the news this week. Yum Brands, which owns KFC and Taco Bell, is spinning off its China division. It started trading on the New York Stock Exchange yesterday. You spoke with the CEO, Greg Creed, who talked about how the business of food is changing worldwide. Let's listen.
Food is no longer fuel. Food's gone from fuel to an experience worth sharing. So that means you have to be in the food experience business, not the food business. And I think that changes your mental model rather dramatically, right?
So what does that mean?
Yeah, I thought that was such a fascinating observation. And think about what we're just talking about, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. You see so many pictures of people with their meals. And so for a company like his, it means thinking more about presentation. He talked about packaging, where you connect with your customers and how you speak to them. You know, they had a promotion on Snapchat, he was telling me, where you could superimpose your face on a taco that had millions of people that participated. He said at one point, 1 in 6 Americans were doing this at one point during the day. So they're hoping to take that sort of conversation and connection with customers and translate it into purchases. So they're thinking more about that kind of stuff than even the menu, interestingly.
That's Maggie Lake, who hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Maggie, thanks as always.
Thank you.